you accumulate energy, how will you accumulate energy? You know Guru? Guru, you know all of you? If you have not got the heart, run, press it and make it soft. If you have not got the heart, if you have got the heart, run, press it and make it soft. If you have got soft, good, better. The darker color, better. Not the whitish color. Understand? Now, take quarter cup of warm milk. Quarter cup of warm milk. Drink it. Drink it. Quarter cup, not warm, not half. Quarter cup. Warm. Practically very warm. Drink it. And then put this much gur on your tongue and slowly swallow it. Take 5 minutes. Rest for 5 minutes. Then do your phase exercise. Every week you see whether you are having enough energy or not. You will find every week your energy increasing. If you drink the milk, if you swallow the food, if you rest for 5 minutes and don't do your phase exercise, you will put on 5 kilos. These 5 kilos are to be burnt up in the phase exercise. Understand? It's an excellent way, yeah? Pardon? And not do the phase. But that's what I'm asking you, and not do the phase. And the second time, not do the phase. That's what I said. Okay, do it. Small piece like this. Small piece. One piece, one full dip. That's what I say, dark brown. If it is hard, make it soft. By hand. If it is soft, it is better. The yellow, the light colored one, I don't like. It's not pure good. First drink very warm milk, quarter cup only. Quarter cup.
Without sugar.
You're eating good then. Without sugar. And then put that piece of goo on your tongue and slowly take 5 minutes to dissolve it with your saliva. Then rest for 5 minutes.
Rest after that also.
So that you are now ready for your phase. Now, if you do phase like this, every week you notice how easily you will be able to do it. And please, for my sake, keep your hands behind your back, not on the side, behind your back, fingers pointing away from you, not here, not here, will not do. Don't only touch your fingers, palm resting on the floor. If the hands are shorter, take a book, take something, but your palms must rest. And as our friend here, Professor Thakkar, is prepared to give you the piece of rubber mat, please take that and have the pleasure of acupressure. But if your palm is flat, then only you will get all the pressure points over the palm. You see, this is a full piece. If you don't want the full piece, at least have two pieces of rubber mat like this, and your hand must be like this. Now when you roll from forward to backward, you see the pressure will go like this. All the points on your palm will get pressure. And if your entire palm gets pressure, your entire body will get the very vital energy it needs. Please. If you can't make a board like this, at least have the rubber mat. Okay? And see that you keep your hands behind your back, fingers pointing away, your elbows straightening, bending, straightening, bending. It's a full rhythm. And you don't swing like this. You first go down like this, then come up like this, again go down like this, again come up like this. It's a rolling movement. Don't do like this. This will not give you any benefit. Understand? More or less all of you are doing very well. Please keep it up. Have your goon, have your milk, have your 5 minutes relaxation. One teaspoon, teaspoon, deep goon. Okay? Very good, I'm very happy. Thank you. Any questions? The question is, can we explain further on this exercise for forgiveness? You see, there is a difference between the word forgive and the word forget. Get my point. To forgive means to know and yet give up the bitterness. To forgive means to know that that person has hurt you, but you give up the bitterness. You get my point? It's an emotional disease not to forgive. To remember somebody's harm done to us is it's a disease by itself. If we cannot forgive, it's a very big emotional disease. The day you learn to forgive small things and big things, you will realize that a lot of spiritual energy will flow into you. Your divine side man feels a sort of happiness when you can really forgive somebody. When you really forgive somebody, you get some spiritual energy from your innermost center. It is a very exhilarating exercise, provided you forgive. It's not enough to say, I forgive. If it happens that next moment that person comes across, you should be willing to extend your love. Hello. If you can't do that, you're not forgiven. You understand? Even if you extend your hand and that person turns face away, you should not feel hurt. Understand? People have done that. I know to me also. My fullest extended hand and that person that has not seen me looks up to the sky or something and walks away. And I smile and says, it's all right. I've done my part. I only say that much. I have done my part. If he can't tell you, I can't tell you. You follow me? Forgiveness is a very exhilarating experience. Then ultimately you will set up your communications with your divine fragment. It will be very easy if your practice is forgiving and actually forgiven. you will set up your communication very soon. It will be very easy to set up the communication. In fact, it will be very easy to set up with me, it will be very easy to set up with your divine mind, it will be very easy to set up with your own divine fragment, provided you totally actually forgive. There is nothing in you, nothing, absolutely. You get my point? All the communications are only based on forgiveness. And don't think that you are doing a very great job by forgiving. Don't think that you are doing some very great job by actually forgiving. You are only helping yourself. You are only helping your own self. You are opening your own doors. First, to the mind of God, Chitti, and then to the fragment of God, the divine fragment. So when you will do that, you will be doing a great service to yourself, not to anyone else. And when you don't forgive, you are doing the greatest harm to your own self and no one else. Sulfuric acid, have you tried? Go home and try, put it on a piece of iron and see how it works. Sulfuric acid. One drop. A good piece of iron. And if that piece of iron is burned, is eaten up, if a few drops of sulfuric acid you create by not forgiving, can you realize what can happen into your body system? It can percolate through your stomach, through your intestines, through your liver. Imagine sulfuric acid passing slowly down. Can you imagine what can happen to you? So you are doing a service to yourself if you can honestly forgive. You got my point? And you open the doors to communication with Chitti, the mind of God, and with divine fragment, the fragment of God. You understand? Is it clear? Will you really forgive? Thank you. Forgiveness is love. Forgiveness is love. If you have not enough love in your heart, you can't forgive in the first place. You are angry with another, and if you can keep that anger in your mind, you have no love in your heart. There is a reciprocal arrangement between the heart and the brain. What? There is a reciprocal arrangement between the heart and the brain. If the brain cannot forgive, the heart will miss its beat. It will either not open for a fraction of a second, or it will not close for a fraction of a second. There is a reciprocal effect of brain on the heart. Those who have had heart attacks have had bad tempers and unforgiving tempers. You get my point? The heart is related to the brain. If there is anger in the brain, the heart will suffer. If there is love in the heart, the brain will blossom. If there is love in the heart, the brain will blossom. The negative ideas will drop. What is the whole idea in reciting a japa? What is the whole idea in reciting a japa? Every japa is nothing but a way of creating the emotion of love in our body, whether it is for a god, a goddess, or anybody. The whole idea is to create absolute love between ourselves and the God we worship or the Goddess we worship. Whether it is Krishna, whether it is Gayatri, whatever. The whole idea is to not only love that personality, but to create a communication. Love creates communication. Anger, unforgiving attitude breaks communication. You understand? And all these can only help you or hinder you. That is why I am trying to say, keep up with this healing exercise and truly forgive. This time I was at Madhapur. I don't know who that thoughtful person was. A beautiful frame was there in the room. A beautiful rose blossoming. Underneath was written, love is enough. Underneath was written, love is enough. You can reach God. You see, love is enough. So you see, what is love? Love is the essence of forgiveness. The minute somebody harms you, that very minute you forgive at the same time. Don't take time to forgive. Don't forgive him tomorrow. Do it that moment. Because even if you remember for 5 minutes, you are doing harm in those 5 minutes. Get my point? If you have done some good to somebody, forget that. Don't forgive, forget that. That very minute that you have done good to anybody. And between these two attitudes, keep breathing the three-step rhythmic breathing. And there is nothing in the universe that can harm you. There is no disease in the universe that can come near you. And over a period, nobody will harm you. Because you are becoming harmless. The minute you become harmless, nothing can harm you. It takes a little time. But it works. Definitely it works. Provided you have created in you total forgiveness, total love. Get that point? The minute you get excited, you refuse to understand the other person. The minute you get excited, you refuse to understand the other person. That is why it is said, it is better to be misunderstood than to misunderstand. The saying says, it is better to be misunderstood rather than misunderstand. If you misunderstand me, it does not matter. I should not misunderstand you. And where there is forgiveness, where there is love, you cannot misunderstand. You cannot. You get my point? If you live like that, God will wonder whether he can live better. And he will be too anxious to set up communication. Because he finds there is hardly a human being who does this. So if you can do this, rest assured, God will be anxious to have communication with you. Earlier than you can set up communication. See? This is very essential. Forgiveness and love is very essential. And they will give you spiritual energy. And an ounce of spiritual energy is worth tons and tons of emotional and physical energy. Am I clear? Understand? Very soon you won't need that guruin. Guruin milk the second time. Okay? Pardon? what is the outward form of love. Love is no form. Misplaced love has got form. My husband, my wife, my daughter, my son. Misplaced love has form. Love has no form. Love has no form. No outward form. All misplaced love or short of true love has an outward form. Get me? Outward form alone is not enough. Sometimes we have, what should I say, a contract. If he is good, I will love you. If she is good, I will love. That is conditional love. That is your worth. All these forms of love are not love. Love is no form. If you can't love a human being, there is something wrong with you. You must take your love from form to form to form. Don't keep it to a form. Don't narrow down your love to wife, to daughter, to son, to grandchildren. No. Don't narrow it down. And don't make it worse by conditions. If you love, you love that person could be anybody. That person can be a vagabond. If you are once loved, you cannot stop loving. Otherwise your love was conditional love. Most of the mothers in India have conditional love. That my son, when he grows up, he will look after me. And when he doesn't, she says, oh my God, how much I did for you. And see, you're ungrateful. You're gone away with her. Conditional love. This is not love. These are contracts, business contracts. When you grow up, I will look after you. When I am old, look after me. This is a contractual love. This is no love. Huh? You get my point? Love has no outward form. We are human beings. We do narrow down our love aspect. But that should not keep us away from the wider aspect of love. We should be able to love a human being. People are fond of animals. People are not fond of human beings. Some love cats, some love dogs, some love something. They don't love human beings. Because there is a very big element of the animal in them. And the big element of animal in them makes them love cats and dogs. Human beings, to discard. See, this gives out the character of a person. In Kolhapur there is a lady about 65 or so. She has got 9 cats in her house. Not one other human being to share her fortune, her food, her milk. No, 9 cats. It only means there is so much of animal in that place. So these are the very many aspects of human heart and head. One day we'll go for a full day very nearby for picnic, and whole day we'll talk about the aspects of human heart and head. You see? The human heart and head can hold the whole universe. The human heart can hold the universe. The human brain can hold the universe. Such dimension God has put in this little man. But this little man wants to remain little. He doesn't want to grow and become the universe. That is different. Okay, we'll meet next time. Good night. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.